Multi-peril crop insurance won't be for everyone, but my understanding of it now is that it would be a very useful tool, particularly at this stage. It's really designed for the straight cropping operation, but it's quite expensive and there's quite a bit of commitment to be made to go into it. It's not just pulling a policy off the shelf type insurance. There's research and commitment and expense, but it certainly looks like a tool that would even out some of the troughs in cropping, put some certainty into it. Perhaps if it was in place now, where we're looking at the tragedy of maybe three complete failures, at least the first year into a drought, the fall wouldn't have been so great. But not only that, you know, in other more favoured parts of the country, more often than not, the losses are due to frost. And, you know, you've seen crops on the Liverpool Plains in the past that have, you know, got to the point of harvest and then have, you know, they've been wiped out with heavy rainfall, floods and things like that.
So it would appear to me that the way it's being set up is like a hedging mechanism. It's like a financial tool to use as part of your whole suite of tools when you're farming.
Yeah. But the other thing is, what's different to other insurance is you know, in storm and tempest, if you've got a massive crop, you're insuring the value of that crop. This is covering your costs of production. So this means that you know, at the end of the year, if you've had a failure, at least you haven't regressed. You've maintained your position, and so into that cost of production is your financial expenses. You know, your wages, depreciation, all those things. So if you can cover that, all you've lost is basically a year of your time. The other thing is that if you're already drought declared, you can't take this up, and so you know, this is not a drought policy as such, but it certainly warrants a look as another tool that farmers can use.
So you've gone to inspect it, you've gone to find out about it. What are proponents of multi-peril crop insurance after from the federal government?
There was a few things that were mentioned. One was the possibility of some sort of under a training grant or drought preparedness policy or something that it costs about $5,000 for the independent audit of your last 5 years' finances, and it was suggested that maybe there could be some assistance there. Possibly look at some tax incentives with regards to the premium, because it's quite significant. And the other thing is to, in ultimately, when we look at a drought policy, how to deal with areas that are already in drought that would exclude people taking up multi-peril crop insurance.